Close your eyes. Pay attention to your breath. When the breath comes in, know it's coming in. When it goes out, know that it's going out. Stay with the sensation of the breath. Wherever you feel it in the body, because by breath we don't mean just the air coming in and out through the nose, but also the flow of energy in your body, wherever you feel it. So wherever it's most prominent, wherever it's clearest, focus your attention there. And then try to stay there. You don't have to take on any other responsibilities right now. You don't have to think about the future. You don't have to think about the past. Just think about what you're doing right here, right now. Try to do it well, because this is one way of finding happiness. We look at the happiness of the world, and it comes and goes. They offer us wealth, status, praise, pleasures. But then they take those things away. Loss of wealth, loss of status. They start criticizing us, and there are lots of pains. So the pleasures of the world, the happiness of the world, is something you can't really rely on. But the Buddha said there are certain things you can do that you can always rely on to make you happy. You can always be generous, you can always be virtuous, you can always develop thoughts of goodwill. These activities are happy in and of themselves. You may say, well, I don't have a lot of things to be generous with, but you can be generous with your time, you can be generous with your knowledge, with your forgiveness, with your strength. And when you can be generous like that, it feels good. You realize you have more than enough. You're not poor. You have wealth that you can share. And your mind feels expansive. Nothing more miserable than a stingy mind. Nothing more narrow and confining. But a generous mind is broad and wide open. It's like a house, a large house that you can live in and relax at your ease. You're not confined. Everyone else becomes your relative. Because when you give something to somebody else, it cuts down a barrier. We all become brothers and sisters, all become relatives this way. So being generous is happiness that you can depend on all the time, no matter whether the world is giving you wealth or taking your wealth away, giving you status or taking your status away. This is something you can always do and always find happiness in the action. The same with being virtuous. There are times when you know you could harm somebody else, but you realize, I'm better than that. I'm not that kind of person. You refrain from the harm. You have a sense of self-esteem, self-respect, that you value your actions, and you are responsible for the actions and the results they give. That sense of self-esteem, self-pride, self-responsibility, that's nourishing for the heart. And finally, thoughts of goodwill. Try to think of all the beings in the world and you wish that they all could find happiness. Now, that doesn't mean you wish that they be happy doing whatever they're doing. In some cases, people are doing some very unskillful things. In cases like that, you wish, well, may they see the error of their ways, change their ways, be willing and able to act on the causes of true happiness. That's a thought you can have for anybody. When you have that thought, then your mind becomes even more expansive. You can embrace the entire world. So these are ways of being happy that you can do all the time, no matter what the conditions are outside. This is why the Buddha taught them. They were true back in his time, 2,600 years ago, and they're still true now. So try to find happiness as you go through the day. If it's not coming to you from outside, from other people, you can create your own. You can always create your happiness through these activities. That puts the power of happiness in your hands.